throughout of 2014. Never been to the big leagues. That's deep. Very deep. Peters back to the wall, jumps up, and that one is history. A home run by Eloy Jimenez. So you talk about celebrating your contract. 3 for 3 with a home run, 2 singles, and a walk.
And I promise this is on my mind. I was thinking it, never said it. Be nice to cap off the day with a home run.
Should have said it, Rich King. You were right there. That's right. Eloy Jimenez gets his new paper. And he went 3 for 3 with a home run. One of those, though, was an infield hit. So let's not go too crazy.
Well, you know, it takes a really good hitting coach to work on how you get the perfect infield hit.
It's true. It's,
you know,
very true.
It's about Roger Bossard and Todd Steverson getting together and discussing where on the infield they want to grow the grass a little higher. And when certain defenses are played, you got to say, okay, give them the single now for the infield hit.
White Sox hitting coach Todd Steverson joining us. Trick, I'm assuming that this is one you don't want to get in the way of in Eloy. He's got some talent over there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Eloy's a great talent. Obviously, since we acquired him, he's been highly praised and rightfully so. So it's nice to have him on board.
Who would you compare him to?
That's a good question. I really can't say who I compare him to yet, really. Honestly, I probably have seen about, like, eyeball to eyeball, 25 to 30 at bats over the last couple years.
Okay.
So I've seen all his video from the minors. I've seen, you know, everything. I've talked to all the coaches that had him. He's a special kid.
Is this like the kind of kid that could get you in trouble? Like, if he's a great hitter, it's because this guy's a great young hitter. And if he's not a great hitter, it must be the hitting coach's fault.
Oh, well, I mean, hey, you know, I'll take the challenge one way or the other. No, I mean, he's coming to the big leagues with a very good skill set off the get-go. He's proven himself in the minor leagues. It's time to go to the next step, which is the highest step in the big leagues, and, you know, try your talents there. Obviously, big leagues is not just something you can just walk right through all the time. So, you know, there's going to be some getting used to and some acclimation, but one thing doesn't change from the minors to the big leagues is 60 feet, 6 inches to the home plate, and the plate's the same size, 17 inches wide.
So, Todd, who's getting you giddy? You've been down there in Arizona. You've been watching everybody come out there and swing. Which batter is making you go, all right, this guy might be something special this year?
I think everybody's having a pretty good spring, to be honest with you. I'm encouraged by everything that Timmy's doing. Also, Johan, what he's doing also. Pito, Abreu is swinging back really well this spring. We got an acquisition in McCann and having Castillo back for a full year here. We also helped the lineup. John Jay, Alonzo. Alonzo's starting to heat up a little bit right now. Actually, Ingles actually swinging a bat pretty decent right now himself also. So right now, I think everybody's doing a pretty good job putting together some quality at bats.
I mean, you look at the numbers. I mean, Johan's hitting 356. You know, he's slugging 548. He's 16 for 45. 4 doubles, 3 homers. And it's all across the board here. Jose Abreu's hitting 316, slugging 596. So, I mean, you don't want to get too caught up, though, in spring numbers, right? I mean, how's the approach? Where you haven't been out there, Trick? So would you say that, at least let's talk about Moncada. Would you say we've seen a little bit of a improved approach at the plate?
I believe so. I mean, 1 year in the big leagues can give you a lot of insight on what you're in store for. Also remember, and you don't want to use anything as excuse, past 23 years old, and he's highly talented when he came up. From the minor leagues, and he put it out there. He took his bumps. He also did some really good things. And now it was time to reflect upon last year, and that's what he did. He took his time out, coming back with a nice focused thought process of what he's about to face, and that's a good idea, and the approach has been positive.
I saw one stat today. With 2 strikes, Johan was hitting about a buck, 100, and you know, when he's up in the count, huge difference. And that's not, you know, that's typical for a lot of hitters, but it's pretty big once he gets to that two strike part that he's just was not successful at all last year. Is that, in your mind, I guess, normal for a young hitter, and how does he go about improving that?
Well, let's be clear on one thing. The league itself in two strikes hits 178.
Right.
Okay. So that's everybody combined in two strike count. So it's not conducive. It's not a whole lot of success, obviously, in a two strike count. He just got there more often and didn't have as much success. But yes, before two strikes, your numbers are off the chart. That being said, pretty much everybody in the major leagues gets to a two-strike count close to 40 to 45% of the time of your at-bats. So you got to have a two-strike approach. You have to go in there and have an idea of still trying to put the barrel on the bat. I mean, the barrel on the ball with two strikes. So it's easier to say just put the ball in play before two strikes. But truth of the matter is, if you watch it, everybody gets two strikes, you know, a good amount of time. It's just a matter of how you're handling those at bats and converse to when you are in two strikes.
Todd, there have been some awfully exceptional hitters who, when they got to two strikes, they'd choke up on the bat. Bill Buckner comes to mind. Do you believe in preaching that kind of thing?
We do. Actually, Johan chokes up with two strikes. He did last year. I mean, a lot of our guys choke up with two strikes. And it was mandated, through myself, that everybody get off the end of the knob and choke up and give yourself some more back control through the zone with two strikes. And it's just more, it's necessary. I mean, that being said, you know, hey, we still were top of the league in strikeouts last year. You still have to have a plan and approach. Just choking up is not going to get it done. You still have to have a plan and approach, touch that baseball, and swing at a decent pitch to be able to do it.
White Sox hitting coach Todd Steverson with us here on White Sox Weekly. What have you seen from Nick Madrigal this spring, Trick?
Nick's a player. That guy's a player. He comes with a lot of fire. He loves the game. That's one of the best things I think I saw out of him. He's a student of the game, loves the game. Probably would sleep on second base if you get an opportunity overnight. But no, another good call right there by our scouting department and front office.
Hey, Todd, you know, Leury Garcia has been just great so far. Are you feeding him differently? Why the improvement with him at the plate?
Well, look at Leury's numbers over the last couple of years. Leury swings the bat in general. I mean, he's a force to be reckoned with the bat. He just hasn't gotten 600 at bats in a year. You know, his at bats come a little more spotty. He plays center, plays the infield. He's doing a lot of different things on the field, and he's very valuable. But I think I can say for sure. I'm pretty sure a couple of years ago he hit 270 something, and I'm not exactly sure what he hit last year. But Leury hit double digit home runs a couple of years ago. If I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure about that too.
He's a force to be reckoned with. That's what I'm being told today.
He's a talent. I'll tell you that. To be able to do all the things he does on a baseball field in terms of positional, he can use the whole field. He's a switch hitter. He can run. I mean, he's got a lot of tools. He got a lot of tools to go up there. And he's been there ever since I've been with the White Sox, so I think this going on his fifth full year, what it might be. He's a good player to have on the team.
Trick, make a prediction before you go here. What player makes the biggest jump this year?
Boy, you guys are always trying to pin me down on something.
That's what we do.
I hope they all make a big jump. You know what? I mean, ask me that question at the end. I heard your weather report before I came on here. ask me that when we get out of April, May, and I'll answer that question for you.
So June 1, we're going to sit in the dugout, and you're going to answer that question?
I will talk to you about it at that point. Absolutely. I'll say exactly who's on their way to have a really good season.
We are both big Daniel Polka guys.
I'm getting
on this
a little nervous
show.
Here.
It's just him coming off his hammy injury, right? And he's going to be back to the guy he was last year.
He did have an injury earlier in camp. I think he's sitting somewhere around just under maybe 30 at bats right now, which we typically like to get our guys in the high mid to high 50s, 60s. Before we leave camp, so he is a little bit behind in terms of at bats. I'll tell you one thing, the power's still there, the ability to hit the ball in a gap or over a wall or all parts of the ballpark is still there. It's a matter of getting your timing back. You take some time off from taking at bats, the time is the first thing to go, and you got to get it back and start getting back on the saddle.
All right. That works for me. Trick, we look forward to seeing you. Started off well in Kansas City. We'll see you at the ballpark a week from then. And, yeah, I'm just going to go on record right now. I think the guy who makes another jump this year is Tim Anderson. I'm doing it right now.
I'll take that with you. Okay, I'm with you on that. Timmy is coming to camp with a nice focus, and he is driving the ball to all parts of the field, specifically using the big part of the field, middle opposite side, which he's one of our best hitters doing that. And if you see him hitting the ball like that consistently, watch out.
I just love his attitude. That dude wants to be as good as he can possibly be.
And Todd loves him because he's a football player trapped in a baseball player's body.
Did I win our last agreement? I just can't remember.
You said, I asked you, who did you think would be an all-star first, Trubisky or Moncada, and you took Trubisky, and he did go to the Pro Bowl this year, so I think you did.
Well, we're going to change that here at some point.
I think that was the question. I know that.
So what do you owe him, Mark?
I don't know what I owe him, but I know that he backed Mitchell Trubisky when I was trying to get him to dog Trubisky, and he didn't do it and gave him some love. So good for you, Todd.
Hey, I have more talent. I still need him to come out to the ballpark to work on his slide, but we can work that out another time, closer to minicamp.
Fair enough. Did you do an NCAA tournament, Paul? Pool?
I don't like doing those things like that. I can't pick those. Okay. I watch it obviously, but I'm not very good at the brackets because when you see somebody like whatever, you know, Sister Mary's and all the other stuff that you've never seen all year long, and you pick against them, and all of a sudden they're within two, you know, with 5 seconds left, you're like, that's just, you might as well flip a coin sometimes.
You are an analyzer. You want to know your stuff before you put your foot forward. I appreciate that. There's no willy-nilly going on with Todd Steverson. We got to have the information.
How are you doing in yours?
Not good.
He did pick one winner since we last spoke. Carm has gotten engaged.
We don't need to talk about that. But yes, that's true.
All righty. Well, the phone should be lighting up right now. Giving you a bunch of congratulations. I'll give you one myself. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I can't wait to talk with you at Carm's wedding. It's going to be on an off day. For her.
Yeah. Todd, see you soon. Have a great start to the season. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, you got it. Take care, boys.
Always our pleasure. Todd Steverson, White Sox hitting coach. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.